Hello, ladies and gentlemen. So a follow-up to the last article, the last episode, rather, where I discussed an article that said, it's not so outlandish. It's got to be within the topics of discussion when science backs it up a little bit. You don't get to just say something that is interesting to look into is now racist or anti-Semitic. If you do that, we're on the wrong path. So in so doing, when Kyrie Irving did nothing more than basically without comment post a link to an existing documentary one could find on Amazon, he was accused of anti-Semitism and literally suspended from the Chinese Basketball Association. I said, okay, well, let's look into this. Oh, turns out there's some science behind it to at least make it seem plausible. Never mind that just because you post a link to a documentary doesn't mean that you have certified that you believe in every single thing in the documentary. It's that you're a person trying to understand your reality and the world, and so some of it's interesting. It doesn't mean you have to sign off on everything, okay? If I post a JFK assassination documentary, it doesn't mean that I've decided that everything in it is true. Just like if I post something that said, hey, I wonder, it looks like some people are at least arguing that some of the Hebrews may have been black or may have been related to American blacks. That doesn't mean that I know that everything in the freaking documentary is true. I'm finding it interesting as a journey of towards knowledge, which is what life is supposed to be. So besides that, I covered one article. And that article was from LifeScience.com, but from 2013. And surprise, Ashkenazi Jews are genetically European. And that was interesting enough. But then just for more information on physdoc.org, you know, as in physics. But nonetheless, a Other Sciences Archaeology, September 5th, 2018, to follow up. And make it more recent. Okay, so if I'm unsure about the origins of humans, it doesn't make me anti whoever said whatever these the origins are based on their ethnicity or religious group. It's that I found something else interesting that makes me wonder if we have a full grip on it. That's why this anti-Semitism crap is so ridiculous. That. Because he said, hey, some of the Hebrews may not be, some of the current day Jews may not be related to the original Israeli Jews, the historic Israeli Jews. As I said before, hashtag duh, it's called conversion. Hello, you're telling me over 2,000 years you wouldn't have converted somebody who's not genetically, and how many times that could have happened? Who's not genetically related to you already? Like I said, hashtag duh. So the Life Science article talked about that. And then we have another article saying similar. Ashkenazic Jews' mysterious origins unraveled by scientists thanks to ancient DNA. This again on phys.org. And dateline September 5th, 2018. And oh, by the way, the article that, or rather the documentary was based on, I believe it was a 2010 book. And so the documentary that he posted was based on a book series that was published something like in 2010. Both of these articles I've given you have happened since that book. Where do the Jewish people come from? This is a question that anthropologists, historians, and theologists have studied for millennia. According to mythology, the Judeans descended from three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who are buried in the Cave of the Patriarchs in Hebron, a Palestinian city and World Heritage Site located in the southern West Bank, 90 miles south of Jerusalem. Buried alongside them are said to be Adam and Eve and the four matriarchs, Sarah, Rebecca, Leah, and Rachel. The cave has never been excavated, but on top of it is a relatively modern building, mid-first century, which Herod the Great built, likely to honor his ancestors. For a more scientific take on the Jewish origin debate, recent DNA analysis of Ashkenazic Jews, a Jewish ethnic group, revealed that their maternal line is European. It has also been found that their DNA only has 3% ancient ancestry, which links them with the Eastern Mediterranean, also known as the Middle East, namely Israel, Lebanon, parts of Syria, and Western Jordan. This is the part of the world Jewish people are said to have originally come from, according to the Old Testament. But 3% is a minuscule amount and similar to what modern Europeans as a whole share with Neanderthals. So given that the genetic ancestry link is so low, Ashkenazic Jews' most recent ancestors must be from elsewhere. Okay, let's see what else I want to tell you here. All right, and so this is outright. I feel like this is even the story of it. So they say not one, but many tribes. To understand why this is the case, we need to go back in time to look at where these other ancestors came from. It starts in Persia, modern-day Iran, during the 6th century. This is where most of the world's Jews were living at the time. The tolerance of the Persians encouraged the Jews to adopt Persian names, words, traditions, and religious practices, and climb up the social ladder, gaining a monopoly on trade. They also converted other people who were living along the Black Sea to their Jewish faith. This helped to expand their global network. Among these converts were the Alans, Iranian nomadic pastoral people, Greeks, and Slavs, who resided along the southern shores of the Black Sea. Upon conversion, they translated the Old Testament into Greek, built synagogues and so on, and continued expanding the Jewish trade network. These Jews adopted the name Ashkenaz, and the DNA of the Ashkenazic Jews can be traced to ancient Ashkenaz, an intersection of trade routes in eastern Turkey. So, so they converted. And so if there's conversion and all this mystery that takes geneticists something to figure out what is so bad, again, about someone pontificating that perhaps some of the original Jews are genetically related to Black people, and and that, if you will, the current Jews, what they look like is not necessarily what they did look like. Well, that's inherent, okay? Some of the current Jews are not necessarily what the original Jews look like. There's room for question there, and it is not racist or hating to say so. It is not anti-this or anti-that. Just like, you know, considering ancient alien stuff is not anti-certain ethnic group who is not currently saying that as a whole. It is an individual and separate idea. So the article goes on to say, of course, you know, what they did say that, they converted a lot of people. They converted people along the Black Sea, you know, probably some of the Persians there too, but also Greeks and Slavs and, the Iranian nomadic pastoral people, the Alans. And so that's a lot of different conversion to Jews that were not the DNA of the original Israeli tribe. And therefore, this DNA of these new Jews was wildly different and can be traced to different parts of Eastern Turkey. And we have this other aspect. We now know that at the time these Jews adopted the name Ashkenaz, they also acquired unique Asian mutations on their Y chromosome. This is where another important group of people in our story come into play, and they're called the Gok Turks. During the 6th century, these nomadic people were ruled by a Siberian Turkic tribe called the Ashina. They were forced by the Chinese Tang Empire, who were in power in China at the time, to migrate westward toward the Black Sea. Thanks to their organizational and military skills, the Ashina united many tribes in this area, and a new empire called the Khazar Khaganate was born. Offering freedom of worship and taxing trade, these people quickly rose to power. The Asian group of these DNA mutations found in Ashkenazic Jews likely originated from the Ashina elite and other Khazar clans who converted from shamanism to Judaism. What? Wait a second. Well, all of the current Jews in Israel are directly direct descendants of the original Israeli tribes. No, they're not. Here's another place saying it. So why is it anti-Semitic for someone to post a documentary that just has a related thought that's a little bit more speculation behind it? You know, and I don't know how much speculation, but it's beyond these articles. That, okay, again, then, current Jews may not look even less like what the original Jews were. So who's to say, you know? I mean, why can't that be a viable theory that at least, and never mind that, again, what about Black pride? What about the fact that we didn't think before 30 years ago that, you know, Eve, if you will, it was from Africa? So, yeah, another group that converted from shamanism to Judaism. What? People try to convert people to their religion, even if they're not related? You don't say. No kidding? These people migrate around the globe, and they carry with them one of their most important and cherished aspects of themselves, which are their religion. Sometimes they try to get other people to convince other people to also follow that religion. You don't fucking say. No shit. No shit. And let's just end with this. So they talk about eventually, you know, arriving in Europe and so on and so forth. Just like the previous article. Hey, yeah, they probably, you know, converted some wives over there. They were talking about maternal versus paternal DNA. And they said it was wildly different, although it wasn't exactly true. They said the paternal DNA was only 50 to 80% from the Near East, which they would consider, you know, closer to the original tribes, which means it's 20 to 50% not from the Near East. And the maternal DNA was instead 80% not from the Near East, instead from local European heritage. So then similarly here, it ends with this idea. It has meant a greater understanding of the journeys these people took to arrive in Europe. It has also allowed for increased knowledge as to the significant role the Ashina and the Khazar clans, from which some of the real Jewish patriarchs actually came from, played. Some of the real Jewish patriarchs actually came from, played. So one more time. There's a lot of mystery here. A lot of conversion happened. Genetics got intermixed to have a different viewpoint from the mainstream narrative, of exactly what that looked like is not anti-Semitic. I mean, can you imagine if we just got to, and think of what this is like. You remember how to draw a caricature of the prophet means death? I mean, I know it's not that, but just compare it to the Da Vinci Code. Now, that brought in a lot of question about the origins and the rules of and the history of Christianity and the mythology, if you will. I say that in the broader sense, not meaning that it's a myth. But that didn't mean that we, you know, got to get somebody fired for considering those things, that they now owed us a church $500,000 because their new look at Christianity is not in line with what the Vatican or whatever particular, you know, church a regional church or the like stood for at the time. You didn't get to call somebody an anti-Christian ick, whatever, an anti-Christian at penalty of basically an unofficial civil fine because they're just questioning some of the main narratives of Christianity. So why would that be the case here? It's the opposite of freedom of speech. And really, just like many of the things I cover, I am just going to, I call the bluff on the opposite of common sense. I mean, we know genes mix over time. So this idea that Jews now may not be a good representative example of exactly what the original tribes were is both common sense and scientifically based. So for someone to just merely have a species of that argument that's a documentary and just post a link to it is not in any way offensive unless you're just a freedom-squashing asshole. All right, guys, just want to give you that second article there to make the extra point.